The PGA Tour has a long history, and it's about to add a new short chapter in June. For the first time, the PGA Tour will host a sanctioned event that includes play on a par 3 course. A portion of the Legends of Golf tournament will be played at the Top of the Rock 9-hole par 3 course in Ridgedale, Missouri. Joining me now is PGA Tour Executive Vice President Ty Votaw. Ty, welcome back to Only a Game.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
The Legends of Golf is a two-man team tournament, and there will be two divisions, ages 50 to 65 and ages 65 and older. Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Hale Irwin, and Tom Watson are among those in the field. Come on, they're getting older, but does a par 3 course stand a chance against these guys?
Well, it's a heck of a par 3 course. Top of the Rock is, I think, going to be a great test. And everybody you just named are legends in the game, which is makes this an aptly named tournament. Obviously, this is a little bit of uncharted territory with us, and we're excited about it because we think it's going to be a great platform to show people the virtues of some alternative golf courses.
I have to acknowledge that when I first became aware of this, I wondered if some of these 65-year-old golfers were coming to you and saying, hey, I can't hit the ball 290 yards anymore. Let's play a par 3 course tournament. How do the players react to the idea?
They were very supportive. And just so you know, it's not going to be 100% on this 9-hole par 3 golf course. Everybody's going to play at least one round on an 18-hole championship golf course designed by Tom Fazio. So there's a nice blending of a championship-level golf course and a par 3. But you look at this golf course and you see 230-yard par 3 at the tips on a couple of occasions. And it's a Jack Nicklaus-designed golf course, so the challenges on the greens are going to be prevalent as well.
Normally, golfers are allowed 14 clubs in their bags. I'm guessing they won't need quite that many for the 9 holes on the par 3 course.
I'm guessing they probably won't, no, yes.
What do you think, an 8-iron, maybe a 6-iron, and a putter?
Yeah, as I said, there's some yardages that are going to be a challenge. And to a person that we've spoken with on the players, as far as the Player Advisory Council, the four player directors on the Champions Tour Policy Board, very enthusiastic about it, and they're looking forward because they think it's going to be a fun presentation to their fans.
You're talking about this par 3 course as a real challenge. What would you say to people who are going to say, nah, this is a gimmick?
The proof will be the week of the event. What we want to be able to demonstrate to people is golf is golf. They're all using the same equipment. They're teeing off the same yardages and hitting into the same greens. And so from a competitive perspective, seeing how this plays out is going to be interesting to watch. And, you know, when you look at the most prevalent barriers keeping people from taking up the game or playing more golf, time, cost, and difficulty are at the top of the list. And in this time-crunched world we live in, people don't necessarily realize that, you know, there are 800 par 3 golf courses in the United States, and the vast majority, or 85%, are public facilities. And when you add that into the number of 9-hole golf courses and executive golf courses, 30% of the total number of golf courses in the United States are in that alternative golf course or alternative golf facility category.
Is it safe to say that the PGA Tour record for most holes in one in a single tournament is in jeopardy?
Time will tell, and we'll see. But if that record falls, it'll be fun to watch.
Ty Votaw is an executive vice president with the PGA Tour. The Legends of Golf Tournament, the first PGA Tour event involving a par 3 course, will be played June 6th through 8th in Ridgedale, Missouri. Ty, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Good to be with you, Bill.